it.
Hello and welcome to episode 11 of Reset. This is your host Radio Mike, and I'm here to introduce my special guest Lawrence.
Hello, people.
And today we're going to be talking about Eat Lead, the return of Matt Hazard.
My name's Hazard, Matt Hazard. I started my career back in the 8-bit days. When I was in my prime, I had a string of hits longer than my, well, let's just say it was long.
Eat Lead, The Return of Matt Hazard is a game that was released on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 consoles, released by Vicious Cycle Software and published by D3 Publisher. This game is a spoof of a spoof of a spoof of a kind of along the lines of a mockumentary. The game does a really good job of making fun of itself, really.
It was like, I suppose it would, but like, you know, the thing about doing a game like this is like, it doesn't give you a license to make a bad game.
Well, it's not really making a bad game. The game itself is fun, and in essence, isn't that why you play video games? Because they're fun?
It's like, well, again, the fun in this game is more so subjective than anything else. Like, a lot of it is riding on the humor that the writers and, you know, the scenario designers put into a game based around, like, the gameplay mechanics and moving around and interacting with the environment, and then more so as far as interacting with enemies and the drastically changing scenarios they put you in, not to mention the story, which is just complete bananas.
It's ridiculous. It's very ridiculous. The levels in Eat Lead follow a very standard third-person shooter fanfare, but most of the game is pretty much made as a joke, and the levels are incredibly diverse. In fact, they're more diverse than what you see in most third-person shooters.
So, well, the settings are diverse, but as far as, like, the layouts and stuff, the basic pattern is you run into a room, there's stuff to get behind, because you have to get behind stuff.
And well, yeah, because it's a third-person shooter.
Another room with more stuff to get behind.
You need cover. How are you going to survive without cover?
No, you need cover and Eat Lead, because Eat Lead tries to be something else, but covers it with this facade that it's a joke game. Like, just, like, the level designs, despite having unique palette swaps on them, because that's all it is palette swaps, they're laid out the same. They have the basic same basic layouts, and all of that stuff you can hide behind, I just mentioned, you can all blow up.
So. But that's not true, though. Not all the levels are the same. Like, they're not just palette swaps. There's a level on a boat. That's different.
That's laid out the same way as the level in the nightclub. That's laid out the same way as the level in the Western. That's laid out the same way as the level in the casino. That's laid out the same way as the level in the Chinese, like, restaurant.
Okay. All right, cool. If you believe that, then you can continue to believe that. I believe that Matt Hazard does a very good job of having very diverse and very pretty levels. They're pretty, at least, aren't they?
No.
You don't like the way that they look?
No.
That's a shame.
No, I have PSP games.
You have no taste for aesthetic, then. Many games go out of their way to highlight a special or super weapon to be put on the back of the game box. In Eat Lead, The Return of Matt Hazard, that special weapon is the Super Soaker. It's awesome. I think easily one of the greatest inventions ever made was the Super Soaker anyway, and one of the best weapons in the game happens to be the same thing.
But the Super Soaker is basically the AK-47.
I understand that, with a little cute little palette swap, and it shoots out little pixelated liquid. I mean, cool, whatever. I mean, you're going to be upset about the fact that, you know, it's an AK?
No, I'm going to be upset that they only have, like, 4 or 5 weapon classes, and they have, like, 10 or 15 weapons in each weapon class, and all of them are basically palette swaps of one another, but they all behave the same.
But the thing, not even, because the Super Soaker itself is actually a really cute little weapon. When you need to reload it, you have to pump it.
Like, yeah, that takes up the space of the reloading animation from the AK-47 and the other.
You're bitter about everything. Rifle. All right, well, how about this, though? Also about the game, the quips. It's very reminiscent of Duke Nukem. Duke Nukem. It's a good dude. and Wing Solo, you know, of old. So are you going to sit here and tell me that you didn't like any of the quips in the game?
Yeah, I won't sit here and say I didn't enjoy them. Granted, like, you know, the first time you shoot somebody in the head and he says something smart about shooting him in the head, I'm like, yeah, that's cool. But then he says the same thing, like, five lines later. And
they could only program but so much into the game. Like, he's supposed to have 5,000 lines of dynamic conversation.
The amount of times he says it. Like, every time you shoot somebody and somebody falls over, he says something. And there's a 1 in 5 chance that he says the same thing he said 5 seconds ago. So,
oh,
like,
wow.
And they assault you with groups of dudes in excess of 20. So
I like
you
those
can imagine
odds. The same thing. Like, I want a potato. I want a potato.
The tedium that results.
Yeah. Yeah, really. It's like, but I don't know. It's like older games, older movies. It's like, yo, you remember playing, what was it, Doom? And my man getting shiny. He's like, I don't have time to bleed. So I like stuff like that. That keeps me interested, one, in the game. And, you know, he says the same thing. Cool. It's like, once again, go out of your way to record thousands of lines of individual dialogue for when he shoots people in the head.
Or don't do any, because that functions well, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Alto Stratus, from the penultimate Illusion games. I would have thought by number 50 or whatever, they would have given you speech instead of text. Oh, for God's sake, get to the friggin' point. Okay, well, that was a little more to the point than I would have liked. Listen, my anime friend, you know this is wrong, so what say you just don't do it? An ellipsis? What the hell is that supposed to mean? My God, I have never understood why you guys do that. How much time do players waste in their lifetimes clicking past stupid ellipses? Sigh.
Another thing that I enjoy about the game is its inventive achievement system. A lot of games go out of their way to make achievements for the game, and the achievements seem like they're kind of tacked on at the end, like development's kind of slowing down. They know the game's getting out of beta stage, and you know what? Let's make some achievements. I think the team, well, seeing as how, you know, the story wasn't so incredibly compelling, it went out of its way to make very inventive and interesting achievements. There are achievements in the game that you get for doing things that don't exist in the game. You get achievements for, like, pausing the game. Like, it, I think that if more developers went out of their way to make achievements like this, or along the vein of this line, then, you know, I'd have more fun getting the achievements that I get, other than beat the game this many times, beat it with these characters, use your handguns only.
It's like, again, I partially agree, but at some point, you have to ask yourself, like, when you're looking at the list, actually, for the achievements,
okay,
you see some things that just go, really? Like, really? Like, there are some that are just, like, close to impossible, your first playthrough, and there are others that
Your first playthrough. Obviously, with the games, you know, most games should be designed at this point for multiple playthroughs.
No, but then my second point would have been, like, then you have some that are just, like, ridiculously easy to get. Like, achievement whores will just be sitting there going, wow, okay, start.
Like, yeah, I remember, in fact, I didn't look at the achievement list the first time that I played Mad Hazard. I went out of my way to play the game without looking at it. And then when I started getting achievements, I'm like, wow, that's funny. that's cute. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but you have to ask yourself, when confronted with a lot of development decisions in the game, like, again, the stuff we previously discussed, the stuff we're about to discuss, and then this, and you're like, I get 5 points for pausing the game. This is either going to be really awesome, this game right here, or this is either going to be something that I can't redeem, something I can never take back. Like, this is hours of my life that I can't.
Yeah, it's like, yo, you can never have back. Like, once you put in Matt Hazard, you get an achievement for turning on the game. So, for those people who are like, they don't like having stuff on their system that they're not going to play.
Yeah.
Don't go out of your way to play this game, because you're going to get a lot of achievements real fast.
Yeah, really.
Like, real fast, real hard.
Like, the first 100 points inside of a half hour.
Yeah, easy. Really. Like, they give those to you, but the rest of them you have to work for.
Yeah.
You don't just get achievements. You got to kill lots of people. Lots of Russian soldiers. And lots of two-dimensional Wolfenstein characters.
And lots of cowboys.
Lots of cowboys.
They look the same, actually. Yeah, they all look the same. They all have, like, mustaches.
They don't all look the same.
Yeah, they do.
They have, like, different color hair.
No, they all look the same.
Really?
Yeah, all the Russian soldiers look the same. All the cowboys look the same.
The Wolfenstein dudes look different. There's, like, two different Wolfenstein guys. There's like one with like the funny bowl hat, and then there's one with like the square hat, and they have different faces. Like one has a mustache.
But there's pixels in three frames of animation. It's like a flat. It's like a flat GIF file that rotates and moves and slides.
But they had to put a lot of work into that GIF file. It looks better than the grass in Turok.
Looks better than half of the game in Matt Hazard too.
All you need to stop the running animation for Matt Hazard is pretty good, though.
No, it's not.
You don't like the music for the game?
No, not even.
You don't like anything about this game? Why did you play it?
So I could review it.
Other than for review.
So I could review
it. So that other people could know about the game.
So that other people could be warned about it and be prevented from making, like, that, you know, a split-second, like, hair-trigger decision.
Lawrence, it's not $60. It's $45 now.
Now.
Right now.
I wouldn't pay $40 for it.
Okay.
I wouldn't pay $20. I go get it when I see it brand new for like $10 sitting on a shelf somewhere like a year from
now. Well, seeing as how that won't happen because we'll be in a recession well before people will be able to purchase Matt Hazard
for
$10.
We'll be in a depression, but it's
Yeah. Actually, yeah, better scenario. We're in the depression. Yeah, so if you could give a final justification for this game, would you spend the money to go out and get it?
No.
No?
I wish I could get the air back that I used to say the word no to describe, you know, my feelings on the game. Like, I'd rather not justify paying the money for it. Or even renting it, really. Like,
why, you wouldn't even rent Matt Hazard?
No. I'd watch somebody play it and then get mad.
Oh, wow.
Put something else in. Play Gears. Play Gears instead.
Oh, that's very disappointing. I mean, I'd rather play Gears, too.
Yeah.
But... I had to play it for review as well, but I didn't find as many glaring disappointments as you did.
It was cool, but it just became a crawl to the next cutscene. And then once you see like a good third of the cutscenes, the story has no like it doesn't change your mind with its plot. So it's you're just like, oh, okay, this happens, this happens, this happens, this happens, this happens, this happens, crescendo, this happens. Like that's it.
Okay, I mean it's Matt Hazard, the return of, but he was never in. Anywhere, anyway.
Yeah.
To begin with. So, end all be all, if you have the money, what I'd recommend you go do is this Sunday, go out and spend that money that you would have spent on that and go get a DSi.
Yes.
You probably won't be able to because you have to reserve them. And if you didn't reserve them by today, by the time of this recording, by the time that you hear this recording, you probably won't be able to get one.
So.
But we'll be doing reviews of consoles
we'll
very soon. Next week.
You'll be hearing us play DSi.
You'll be hearing it. Hopefully, you'll be able to see it. Oh, shouldn't tell you that. That's a secret. That's a secret jutsu.
Yeah, we shouldn't have told you.
That's a very secret jutsu Orochimaru-sama taught me. I am. All right, cool beans.
Yeah.
Either way, this has been Reset, episode 11. This has been a cute little mini review, and hopefully, we will do something indicative of this again in the future. You're going to let us know on the forums over at www.j1studios.com, and you're going to give us your insight into this episode and if you liked it, what you didn't like, what we can improve, and we will see you guys next week. Holler.
Peace.
Oh yeah, much better. Suits make me look kind of old, but won't somebody notice that I'm not Sniper Scope?
If you stick to the objectives, it will be a while before anyone sees the switch. I'll keep an eye on you. I might even be able to hack in a surprise or two from time to time to help you out.
Then I guess it's hazard time.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life video game hero from the 1980s? Then try the next home video game experience. Eat Lead, The Return of Matt Hazard. One of the most advanced home gaming experiences ever, with features you've never seen before, like heavily armed cowboys.
Cowboys!
Giant squids.
Squids!
Swarms of soldiers.
Soldiers.
And sexually ambiguous sorcerers.
Sexually ambiguous.
Challenge your mind like never before and enter a new world. Filled with an arsenal of deadly weapons. Realistic lighting. 3D polygons. And real-life voice acting from megastars Will Arnett
It's Hazard Time.
And Neil Patrick Harris.
In the virtual flesh.
Get ready to enter a new world. You won't believe your eyes. Eat Lead, the return of Matt Hazard.
Reset is now complete.
The dust, dust, the dust. Dusty carpet.
Game is corrupt. Please press the reset button.